All right, welcome to another edition of the Weekly 5 Series, your safe place for chasing financial independence, where we're working on helping people build a financial strategy and make working optional 5 to 10 years early. This week's episode is the final piece of our path to FI, financial independence, where working is now optional. So we talk about 5 things in each of these phases. And this is phase 5 of your journey. Now, let's be honest. I haven't lived phase 5, right? That's what I'm working towards. That's the end goal. So this episode, which is episode 9 already, the Weekly 5s, financial independence versus endless struggle. That's what 5s stands for. So that's basically our mission in our weekly title. I hope you caught last week's episode where we shared phase 4, which was the compounding and accumulation zone. If you didn't, please be sure to catch it. We're happy you're here. We typically start with this with a macro and market update. However, for phase 4 and phase 5 here, I'm recording these early because I'll be out of town, but I still wanted to remain consistent each week with these drops. So for those that tune in, super grateful that you do. Hope you're able to apply some of these principles in your personal life and put you in a better financial trajectory. So glad you're here. All right, let's jump right in. And because we get to skip the macro and market update, we'll get right into the 5s challenge. Now, I always repeat what the challenge is each week because I don't know when people tune in. You know, people might skip around. This might be the first time somebody tunes in. So I'll go over it again. The basis of the 5s challenge was really to drive people to set up a basket of stocks, a brokerage account, and contribute weekly or monthly to that. This is separate than your 401k and your Roth, any savings that you have, any pensions. Everybody should have a brokerage account. So that's the purpose of setting this up, show you how easy it is. You don't even have to pick stocks. You don't have to be a stock picker. I'm certainly not a stock picker. I'm just closer to this. And so this is almost an experiment for myself. But if I was, you know, the average person that just wanted to set something up that was liquid, that, you know, you could access and use those funds, watch it grow and have control over it, I probably would just purchase, you know, VOO, which tracks to the S&P index, or VTI, which tracks to the entire stock market. That's easy. They're low fees, and you don't need a financial advisor to set that up. All right, so just a reminder, here's the script for the 5s challenge. This is a great goal-setting script. I've set that out on Twitter, so if you follow me at Life in 20 on Twitter, then you'll get a little bit more content as well, or follow us on our Facebook page at Life in 20, and we send out these daily nudges that can be informative as well. So starting January 2024, we will invest aggressively towards FI by contributing the majority of our monthly expenses to the F bucket. That's our freedom bucket. By maxing out 401k and DCA, dollar cost averaging, the rest into 5 stocks for the next 5 years until January of 2029. Why? To reach financial freedom 5 years early so we can travel young. Those are our goals. It's our timeline. And you can kind of tell it's very measurable. It's time bound. Again, there's lots of variables in here you can interchange. You can use this script for pretty much any goal setting. Maybe yours is set up to buy your first house. Maybe you use this template to save for college. Whatever you want to do, it's a good template to use. So how's the fund performing? Well, it's been about a month now. By the time this drops, it'll be a little bit over a month. Right now, the fund's up 4.5%. It doesn't sound like a whole lot, but it's only been 4 weeks. We'll take that. And remember, my basket of 5, Amazon, Google, Mercado Libre, Home Depot, and PayPal. My bonus play is Riot. It's only 5% of the allocation in the fund. It's the type of stock that is very volatile. Don't recommend it. Do your own research. It could go to zero. But it's also kind of that lotto play that can help your fund, even with a small allocation. And that's kind of the point I'm trying to share here. So my biggest winner so far over the last month has been Amazon, up 8%. I mentioned last week, PayPal, it's been my biggest loser, down 11%, which is fine. I like buying the dips. I look for those as opportunities. But the bonus play, Riot, which is a Bitcoin miner, is up 51%. And that's helping to keep the overall fund in the positive, in the green territory. Again, I use Fidelity. I know it can be an intimidating process to get on there and buy your own stocks and all that. But you certainly don't need a broker to do that. You just need a brokerage account in any of those institutions. It can be Ameritrade. It can be Vanguard. It can be Fidelity. You know, your pick. You might even already have an account there. But you want to be able to direct your own funds. All right, Bucket Tracker. That's usually the next topic each week. And, you know, here we are 3 weeks into February. I really don't have, because I'm recording this early, don't have much to share other than, you know, we're continuing to track most of our dollars for the month of February going into our Freedom Bucket. That's the trend we're looking to keep. We've increased that over the last three months and hoping that we're going to end up over 40% contributions of our monthly income going into the Freedom Bucket. I like where we're at right now so far. So next time I'm dropping an episode, we'll probably have the total February recap and we'll share that and compare it to prior months. But the link to this document is in the show notes and it's free to download, no paywalls, never, just here to help. And the idea is it's a physical document that you have in front of you each day, each month. You and your partner write down, document all your expenses and really evaluate where you're at. I guarantee when you do that the first month, you'll be surprised at how much you're spending and what you're spending on. We spend money on stupid things. We all do. So let's get into the financial freedom framework topic of the week. And we've been on this journey of these five phases to financial independence. And this is the final one. This is phase five. And this is the one I haven't experienced yet. So it's almost uncomfortable to opine here, but I'm going to do my best to raise the argument of why we need to get rid of the term retirement. So that's what the five action items in phase five will be, is financial independence is reached at this stage. Working is now optional. That is far better than the word retirement, and I'm going to explain why. Number one, it's outdated. So for those history buffs, retirement was actually established in the late 1800s by a German guy who picked the age of 62 because he didn't think people would live that long. And in the U.S., when it started in 1935, retirement was set at 65, when the life expectancy was 61. Now, the average life expectancy is 78. This is an old term. We need to sunset it. It's working optional because that could come at any age. All right, number two, pensions are dying. I'm jealous of all my pension friends, and a lot of folks in the trades have pensions. Congratulations. Hope you're contributing the max to those. In the 1980s, 60% of Americans had pensions. Now that's just 14%. So how people accumulate wealth leading into retirement is full of much different options than they were just 40 years ago. And so there's no fee brokerage accounts. And you're not paying per trade anymore. There's self-directed IRAs. There's crypto. There's traditional 401ks. Inheritance, which has been around, but looks a little different just based on how wealth accumulation has occurred. So pensions are dying is number two. We need an alternative. And to get to working optional earlier than how retirement was traditionally set up, which is 9 to 5 for 45 years till you're 65 in hopes that you're alive and well to enjoy a couple years. Number three, the average age keeps climbing. There's so much buildup to the term retirement, which is now at an average age of 66. Think about that for a second. You work your whole life, and the average American work until 66 to be able to hang it up. How many people do you know are doing really well at 66? How's their health to be able to live that best life? Did they design a life? Or they just kind of drift through and didn't really make a financial strategy. And next thing you know, it's like, all right, I'm in my mid-60s. I guess everybody else is retiring. That's when I'm supposed to retire. And you look around and what do you have? So the average age is now 66. That's up from 60 in the 90s. Yet 40% end up suffering from depression by the time they get there for all those reasons I just mentioned. So working optional should come way before 45 years of 9 to 5. Break the cycle. Break the cycle of your family. Break the cycle for you, for your kids. It doesn't have to be that way. Anybody that tells you it does is just flat out wrong. Number four, the term retirement is really no longer a match. As I mentioned earlier, people are retiring at 28. 32, 38, 42. Doesn't mean they're done working, right? It's working optional. And traditionally, retirement has meant you're done. And when you think of the word retirement, just think of what you've built up mentally in your mind about those that have retired and what they're doing. That's how we envision retirement. So retirement shouldn't be an age. It should be a phase in your financial journey where working is optional. So that term retiring or retirement really doesn't match today. All right, number five. Number five of, hey, you've reached financial independence, working is now optional. This is your phase five to your financial independent journey. It's time to change the narrative. Number five. Now, retirement, that word, if you think about it, was established pre-World War II. So before the U.S. left the gold standard in 1971, pre.com, pre-$34 trillion in debt, pre-remote work, pre-gig economy, pre-AI, it has no relevance in today's world. We have a retirement savings crisis in America. What if this is partially because of 100 years of thinking in only two mindsets, our working life and our retired life? What if we killed the term retirement and we replaced it with working optional? Phase five of everyone's financial journey. How does that sound? Sounds a lot better to me than retirement. Because we all have a journey, right? Not everyone has a retirement. You're on that journey right now, but you may never get to retirement. So wouldn't this open up the conversation a little bit more at a younger age? We'd remove barriers, in my opinion, and increase family and friend dialogue around which phase of the financial journey they are in. I've just walked you through in the last four episodes phase 1, 2, 3, 4 of this journey. And imagine having a conversation about, it's a lot easier to say, hey, I'm in phase two or phase three of my journey, you know, getting close to phase four, having some setbacks, this and this came along. It's easier to talk about. We're all in it together. You're rooting, you're cheering heavy for the others, right? And you know where they're at, right? Versus just working life and retired life, which has been the tradition for over 100 years. But perhaps then, you know, 60% of Americans wouldn't be pre-phase one, living paycheck to paycheck, without $1,000 for an emergency. That's the reality right now in America. 60% of Americans are pre-phase one, living paycheck to paycheck without $1,000 for an emergency. So phase five, to me, it's not retirement. It's working optional. It can occur at any age. It doesn't mean we're slow or we're in our final chapter or that we need care. It means we're winning and we're serving humanity in different ways. Phase five is what you've worked for. And I can't fully opine on everything because I haven't lived phase five yet, but I'm excited to. But the number one thing you can do, that we can do to plan for phase five, is to write down what your best life looks like. Then build goals around those thoughts and include that in your financial journey, your milestones, to track this successfully. Right? Envision what you want that state to look like of working optional. Build your goals around that. Have direction. That's your North Star. That's your vision that you're trying to create. Otherwise, what it's all for? So, all right, I got to wrap this episode. If you aren't subscribed, please do so through Apple, Google, or Spotify podcast players. Those are the three that our episodes drop to. It's all free, never a paywall. All our resources are free. But that simple follow allows us to get better guests that have done this. You know, my goal is to get, well, my first goal is to get my 90-year-old grandma on here with my two kids. That's going to be hopefully a two or three parter. That's still my main goal for 2024. But we do want to bring guests on here that have made working optional a lot earlier, so you can help connect the dots and see that, you know, all the things that I'm, you know, sharing with you each week isn't a bunch of garbage. It actually will lead you to a good place. So a simple follow on these podcast players, you know, leads to better rankings, gets us better guests. So I appreciate that. But now, look, you've got the five phases to reach financial independence. You didn't need a coach. You didn't need a financial planner charging you 1% per year or 1.5% per year. You just needed to be curious and spend 20-minute episodes with us. So if this playbook for financial independence, you know, moved you in any way or gained any value to you or maybe somebody you know, please share. All right. Have a great week. We'll see you next time.